you guys think very much about the fact that you guys were able to run the table pretty much on these guys last year, and this year you're 0-2 against them? Does the past games come into effect when you're getting ready to continue a regular season series?
You know, I don't think the previous season really has any impact. It kind of goes ebbs and flows. You know, sometimes you seem to have one team's number a certain year, and then the next it kind of flips. I think historically, though, looking back at whatever the previous amount of games where they've been fairly close games, a lot of one-goal games. And, you know, I think that's kind of what we've come to expect when we play a team like Minnesota. They have such great depth up front, and, you know, even with Dumba out on the back end as well. And they can kind of play any style of a game. You know, it's usually a tight checking game, and then the team that kind of capitalizes on their opportunities is generally the one that is successful in these types of games. You know, they're usually pretty physical. There's not a lot of space out there, and it's two great goalies going head-to-head, so we kind of expect the same thing tonight.
How much confidence do you guys come off that Dallas-Colorado homestand with obviously being divisional games and having the success at both ends of the ice that you guys had?
Well, I think you look at the Dallas game, I think that's kind of almost a template game of how we'd want to play. Obviously, you know, I think in the third period we're up by a few goals and we're able to really lock it down and not really give up a lot of chances. And the Colorado game is kind of a different animal. You get up 4-1 and they kind of score a couple goals to kind of get the momentum back, and they have a power play to start the third, and they get a breakaway right away, and that's a huge save by Bucky. And then it kind of seems like, you know, that one was more of a track meet. I don't know if that's kind of the style we want to play necessarily. You know, we have the guys up front that can get into those games and you can be successful, but it's a dangerous game when you're trading chances back and forth. So I think you look at the Dallas game, that's kind of more of the style we want to play. Obviously, winning two Central Division games are really important. Those two teams are right behind us, and Minnesota's no different. So we're looking at the importance of this game tonight.
Given the offensive kind of success you guys have had in the last couple of games, how important is patience going to be tonight? What you were saying yesterday, just the fact that Minnesota seemingly a little bit more of a defensive posture against you guys this year than maybe a previous meeting.
Yeah, well, I think it's important that we know that not every game we're not going to score 5 or 7 goals. It's important that we're comfortable in the 2-1, 3-2 games. And you go into the first period 0-0 or down by a goal, we don't need to break this game open. We have enough offense and we have a good enough power play that we get that opportunity. All we have to do is bear down and we're right back in the game. So I think it's important that we kind of take that approach tonight. They're a team that traditionally doesn't give up a whole lot. They defend real hard, and they play real well at home. So we know that in order for us to be successful and give us the best chance, it's important that we don't try and run and gun. We kind of stick to what makes us good as a team.